sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to continue to talk about the blue economy, focusing on marine transportation, which is anything that's transported over the ocean, which of course is pretty much everything. Most folks know, for example, that all of our fuel comes into the region on fuel barges that are towed up from the Bay Area. And much of the stuff that locals buy comes in on trucks, but those trucks transport goods from major seaports that can accommodate the large ships that brings goods over from Asia, for example. And you may not know this, but there are a lot of ships driving around the world's oceans to haul raw materials to producers and products to consumers. If you want to be blown away, search the internet for AIS ship traffic and select any one of the three services that show you all the ships on the ocean at any given time. AIS stands for Automated Information System and is a worldwide database of all ship information that's gathered from satellite units on the ships. It's kind of a cool system because you can click on any of the ships to learn about them and usually see a photo. But the point of this is to illustrate how many ships there are out there, and that every one of those ships needs weather information to plan their travels. And just like any other vessel, for the reason they need information is for safety, but because of their size, weather conditions frequently don't cause safety issues for them. Their real and continuous need for weather information is to reduce fuel costs. All those big ships plan their routes across the ocean based on how they can avoid headwinds and seas that might cause them to burn more fuel. So their need for weather information is an economic need. And the weather information does come from the National Weather Service, but it doesn't come to your local weather office here on Whidbey Island. We only forecast out to 60 nautical miles. And it does not come directly from the National Weather Service. It turns out we have a big office in College Park, Maryland that runs all of our weather computer models. We look at those same weather models to develop our local forecast, but the information is also provided out to the world for anybody to use, such as TV meteorologists and private weather firms. And some of those firms take the raw weather information and provide routing forecasts for the ship's captain. So it's basically a tailored forecast to help them reduce their fuel use and travel faster across the ocean, both of which reduce costs. Interestingly, those same ships provide weather reports back to the National Weather Service that feed into our computer models for future weather forecasts. So it turns out that the marine transportation side of the blue economy is a private-public partnership that serves the nation's needs for goods. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.